What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show, third hour. The phone lines are still closed. I may open them a little later in the hour, but I want to get through some things. We're going to be talking about computers, and I'm going to start by saying that the person in Great Britain who said they couldn't see my site, they just emailed to say all of a sudden it started working again, and they're on the same ISP as the other person who said they could see the site. The problem may just be with the American networks. And I'm looking once again at the Spectrum outage map, and this is over at downdetector.com, which is a good resource to use to see if your ISP or cell phone provider is having some kind of a problem. And a lot of them really are. There's something going on with our domestic internet where there are all kinds of issues and problems, and Spectrum is still showing massive outages, lots of consumer complaints about it. And it may just be that problems in our own domestic internet are just not allowing things to get to certain places in a timely manner. Now, here's a story that you are going to love. Apparently, a doctoral graduate over at the University of Cincinnati wrote an artificial intelligence program called Alpha, specifically designed for air-to-air combat, and decided to test it out the Air Force Research Lab. And his first opponent, Alpha's first opponent, was retired United States Air Force Colonel Gene Lee, who was an experienced combat pilot and lost against Alpha. Alpha also defeated all of the other experimental air combat AIs available at the Air Force Research Lab and all the other volunteer combat pilots who tried to go up against it. And the contests were in a high-fidelity air combat simulator, and Alpha won every single engagement. And here is the thing that's going to make defense contractors very nervous. Alpha runs on a $35 Pi, Raspberry Pi computer. For those of you on BAM user, this is the unit. This little tiny $35 computer and this program written by one guy was able to defeat all of these expensive military-industrial complex programs and computers in the combat simulator. And not only does it show the power of the Raspberry Pi, it shows the elegance of code written by a single individual rather than committee, and it underscores something I've been saying all along. The mere fact that the United States government is pouring huge, vast sums of money into the military does not guarantee that military will be effective. And again, we go back and we look at all the problems with the F-35, all the problems with the F-22, the Gerald R. Ford, the littoral class combat ships, the Zumwalt destroyer, and we see a history of extraordinarily costly boondoggle after extraordinarily costly boondoggle. So cheers to that graduate student. I'm sure they're going to snap him up, give him a great job. And then they tell them, you can't use the Raspberry Pi. You've got to use this militarily approved mil-spec computer that costs $35 million each. Another story, this one's coming out of Gizmodo. Scientists are researching what happens with your Wi-Fi router. Now, as you know, your Wi-Fi is sitting there basically beaming low-power radio waves out and listening for something coming on back. But apparently, scientists have figured out a way to turn a Wi-Fi router in your home into this sort of radar camera by listening to all the multipath reflections. They were literally able create an image of the environment. And it wasn't sharp and it wasn't clear, but they were able to identify objects in the room, basically from the data from an unmodified commercial Wi-Fi router. So, boy, everything's spying on you. Now, the National Security Agency, contrary to its propaganda that it put out only a few weeks ago, collected and stored 151 million call records in 2016. And apparently, they only had 42 warrants from the FISA court. They're just grabbing it all up. Now, Microsoft has come out with a new warning that hackers have hijacked the software updater with in-memory malware. And apparently they're using this so that the update, the Windows update, is loading malware instead of the authorized code. Amazing. Now, a little article over at ZDNet, are we heading toward a new encryption war? And what they're talking about here is not a war for ever more powerful encryption systems, but it is a war on private citizens' ability to use encryption and trying to find some legal way that your communications are in clear text at a point where it can be copied and spied on. And it's a violation of your Fourth Amendment right to privacy. And it's not going to have an effect on terrorism and crime because real criminals and real terrorists know that the off-the-shelf consumer-level computer equipment is all compromised. They're not going to use it. Or they're going to have their own encryption on an air-gapped machine and then send the messages across the internet to be decrypted on another air-gapped machine. And we proved that this was possible with our challenge to the NSA. It's very easy to come up with a system of encryption the NSA can't break. Now, here's another very alarming article. This is out of the Daily Mail. Is your money safe? And they're saying a bank hack could affect millions of customers around the world by intercepting the two-step login verification codes. And this is called the SS7 service, and it helps mobile networks across the world route calls and texts by keeping calls connected as users speed along roads, switching from signal tower to signal tower. But apparently it can also be used by criminals to redirect the data, and hackers have now found a way to intercept the two-stage authentication codes sent out by banks. These are used to verify the identity of customers attempting to log into their accounts from remote locations or place some online transactions. And they're usually sent in the form of SMS messages, and by intercepting those codes through the SS7 service, criminals have free rein to empty your bank account at will. Now, my advice would be to not have your bank account set up to be modified by remote computer. The only thing we use our computerized access to the bank account is to check the balance. That's it. We do deposits in person with paper. We do withdrawals in person with paper. And transfers to and from our bank account are not allowed. And that seems to be the smart thing to do in this age of endless computer hacking. Now, apparently, Uber is under criminal investigation for building software to avoid regulators. Apparently, over at Uber, they wrote this program called Grayball, was first exposed in a March report in the New York Times, and apparently, Uber used the software tool to hide cars from regulators who were attempting to conduct sting operations on drivers in areas the company was not yet licensed to operate, such as Portland, Oregon. And that is definitely tacky. It is not going to help Uber's public image. And it sounds like a really good idea, and I've seen the commercials for people. You can be an Uber driver. I'm not in a 17-year-old Honda, I can't. But there have been a lot of cases of Uber drivers being robbed by people who call for the drivers over the online app. There have even been cases of Uber drivers themselves victimizing riders for money or even worse. I have to be a little bit honest. In this argument between Uber and the licensed regulated taxi companies, I tend to come down on the side of the taxi companies, and mostly because we know the drivers in this area. We used to have one, was a neighbor just two doors down, and we met all his friends, sadly at his funeral, so we know them all. Oh, and I'm being hacked again. The children will have their play. Now then, speaking of children having play, WikiLeaks has dropped yet another CIA hacking tool. This one's called Archimedes. And apparently this one, if it gets into any machine inside your local area network, will give it access to every other machine inside the local area network, even if they're password protected. And of course, CIA is out there saying, well, WikiLeaks shouldn't have First Amendment protections to expose these secrets and everything. Well, the CIA shouldn't be violating the Bill of Rights by using these tools on the American people. And that's really what it comes on down to. We have a criminal government that is very angry that the American people are catching on to just how criminal they are. Now, do you remember last week we were talking about this phishing attack on Google Docs, and it spread like wildfire, and Google has now disabled it. Now we're finding out that the bug that allowed this phishing attack to work was discovered by Google 5 years ago, and they just never got around to fixing it. And let's do that. And apparently, Google didn't even find it themselves. They actually paid a developer a bounty for finding the bug, how it worked. Now, we've all seen the movie The Internship about Google and what a fun place it is to be. But I suspect, like much of what comes out of Hollywood, it's not really portraying an accurate picture at all. I mean, watching that movie, I was ready to go on up and sign up to be a Google intern. Doubt if they'd take me at my age here. Now, there's a new law up in... somebody really hates my website this afternoon. New Montana law takes on warrantless electronic data collection. Governor Steve Bullock signed a bill to require police to get a warrant before they get any electronic communication information from service providers. And the new law will not only increase privacy protections in the state, it will also hinder one practical aspect of federal surveillance programs. We need to fight for our Fourth Amendment. We need to fight for the Bill of Rights. We need to constrain the government to go back to spying on and abusing real criminals and terrorists, not just treat the entire American people like we're all criminals by default until we can prove we are loyal servants to the state. Apparently, Microsoft Edge has a new problem. This is being reported over in the Register in Great Britain. Apparently, their new browser, if it gets a string 1234, the output is 1144. And I don't know if that's a bad bitwise operation or what. But it's a little embarrassing when you let a product out without really checking it, that it's doing what you think it should be doing. Unfortunately, over the last several years, especially with software makers being indemnified against product liability, the software developers have increased their profitability by simply getting the software running, putting it out there, and waiting for ordinary end-user consumers to fulfill the role of quality control inspectors. You get on out there and you write back, this isn't working, okay, we'll add it to the list to fix. And so, in a way, you're being used as uncompensated workers for the software developers to make their product better. And as soon as it is working smoothly and perfectly, they'll be ready for an upgrade. Okay, we're going to open the phone lines if anybody wants to call, 800-313-9443. Article out of MarianWest.com, thoughts on the public discourse over climate change. And this is going back to MIT atmospheric science professor Richard Lindzen, who is saying that many of the claims regarding climate change are exaggerated and unnecessarily alarmist. Now, if you go and read my article on ClimateGate, down at the bottom are a whole bunch of quotes from the stars of the human-caused global warming movement. And many of them are out there saying, yeah, it's okay for us to exaggerate. We're trying to motivate people, not educate them. It's okay for us to lie to them. The more we lie, the more they will do what we tell them to do. Well, that's not working out so well. Meanwhile, over this last weekend, more winter weather hit Kansas. And they're already saying that the early wheat crop is just being devastated. And any more winter weather is going to kill off the rest. And here's where you need to understand. All the food crops, fruits, vegetables, wheat, and cattle that are being killed in this cold snap are going to drive food prices up on those items at your supermarket. So gosh darn that human-caused global warming. Apparently they had a little bit of wild weather in Southern California. They got snow on the San Diego Mountains. And for people who are traveling up to Palomar to visit the observatory there, and that is a very fun trip if you're a science geek like me, they issued a snow chain alert for the roads up there. Now, over in the Midwest, they are having massive flooding. The Mississippi River is rising, and it is apparently 13 people have already been killed. 10 million people are under a flood warning to be ready to evacuate their homes. And weather experts are saying that several of these areas along the Mississippi are likely to see near-record crests as those near-record snowfalls melt. That's where this is all coming from. When you have record snow, you get record meltwaters. And the drainage systems are inadequate to that reality. Now, turning on over to vaccines, story out of Natural News, they're reporting that the University of Ghent, Belgium, released a paper in which it accidentally admitted that most flu shots are continuously out of date and therefore do not work. So what they're prescribing for you to take, especially for the seasonal flu, it may be out of date. It may be the shot for last year's flu and totally ineffective against this year's flu. Another story out of Need to Know. They're talking about the first ever peer-reviewed study comparing vaccinated and unvaccinated children and their total health. And they got a pool of unvaccinated children from homeschool children. The vaccinated children had a much higher rate of autism and ADHD, 470% higher than those who never received a vaccine. Vaccinated children were also more vulnerable to allergies and eczema. Remember, a while back I asked if eczema was a vaccine artifact. Now, the unvaccinated children did contract the mild childhood diseases more frequently, but the vaccinated counterparts suffered pneumonia and ear infections much more commonly. In other words, the vaccines are causing more harm than good. We're going to start taking phone calls here. Bob in Las Vegas, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I apologize. I got in late, so I've got a couple of topics that you may have discussed. First, did you hear about Obama getting that Profiles in Courage Award?
Yeah, I did. It's more plaques to put on the wall so that people will say, right, oh, this is a man I should listen to and believe.
Right. I mean, shame on Caroline Kennedy, because I think her father is turning in his grave. You know, the 35th president of the United States, he wanted to strengthen global peace. He wanted to stabilize relations with the then Soviet Union. Then you have a guy like Obama who is attacking seven countries, drone killing thousands of people, destabilizing relations with Russia, and he gets this award.
You know,
shame on Caroline Kennedy.
It takes a lot of courage to sit there in the Oval Office and send out other people's children and spend other people's money to cause mayhem in other countries. So, yes, he deserves that award, absolutely.
Absolutely. And then also, did you hear the comments from the Saudi, I don't know if he's the Saudi deputy crown prince or crown prince, the son of the king, Salman? He made a comment threatening Iran. I found that to be rather amusing. They can't even deal with these rebels in Yemen. They're going to take on Iran.
Yeah, I talked about that earlier in the show. Going to have to drop you, take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Thank you. Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong part, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit, lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. Apparently, a listener from Atlanta called into the show reporting AT&T is now blocking access to whatreallyhappened.com. So I can't say that I'm really surprised. It really is a war between the liars and the truth tellers right now. And unfortunately, the liars have got all the money. We're going to take a phone call from Glenn in Philadelphia. Aloha, Glenn. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. Yeah, I heard you talk about the California wanting to tax spaceship travel by the mile. You see, Jerry Brown, back in the days when he used to hang with Linda Ronstadt, was a good little environmentalist. Used to talk frequently about the Earth being spaceship Earth.
Yes,
the Earth is a space station. See, so any rocket has to be tax, just as you get charged for a boat slip or landing fees for an airplane. When you're going to send a spaceship out as a launch from the mothership, you know, if it's privatized, it has to pay fees for these services. So it's only natural.
Well, I would disagree with that. I mean, next, California is going to require all rockets get a smog certification before they're allowed to fly. But in this case, the state of California is not providing any infrastructure.
Okay,
it's just another.
I'm talking about Jerry Brown's spaceship Earth mentality. That's all. I think.
Well, it's a romantic. It's a romantic idea, but Jerry Brown was never ruler of the entire Earth, and this is just another cash grab. The governments are desperate. Yeah. They're trying to find anything that they can tax without having the people rise up with flaming torches and pitchforks. And we're getting very dangerously close to that moment right now. But this idea of taxing spaceflight by the mile and saying we own the air over the state of California up to an altitude of 67 miles, it is so ridiculous on the face of it. I think most people are going to look at it and saying it's just another excuse to take money away from struggling businesses and struggling citizens as we head closer and closer to that final collapse.
Oh, I agree, but look who you're dealing with. And I think part of California's problem is it's had too many governors with the names of colors in their names. Jerry Brown, Ray Davis, Arnold Schwarzenegger. Schwartz is black. Maybe they'll try a governor that doesn't have a color in his or her name. That might help. I don't know, it might be a tie there to the California psychosis.
Well, maybe, but there's something definitely weird about California. And again, I used to live and work in Southern California, and I saw a lot of really bizarre stuff, and I thought that was just the California culture, for sure. And maybe it's something in the water, but whatever it was, it's just weird. It's a cash grab is all it is. Anyway, Glenn, going to let you go.
Yeah. I was going to say one more thing. This absolute outrage that people such as Comey and the judge you spoke about before think it's okay to fail to enforce the law because of things such as his interpretation of intent or the judge's interpretation of culture. Culture doesn't matter. When you're in when in Rome, do as the Romans do. If someone from Turkey is here in the U.S., he's still subject to the U.S. law. And we have literally scoff law law enforcement people and judges. This is horrific treason.
Well, look at what's going on in Europe, where they're actually talking about rape by the migrants will be decriminalized because it's really just a cultural misunderstanding that what women in Europe call rape is just wild sex in Turkey, and therefore we shouldn't punish them for following their cultural norms, even though they're not in their culture anymore. That's how completely ridiculous this whole situation has become.
This will necessarily end in vigilantism, which will be characterized as terrorism and revolution, as you always say.
Oh, and racism against the migrants. That's what. Oh, they're just being racist to insist that they follow our rape laws. I mean, it really is ridiculous. All right. Well, listen, we're coming up on another commercial break here, so we're going to let you go here, and we're going to answer more phone calls after the commercial break. Meanwhile, very bizarre story out here. This is in Natural News. There may be another cause for the mental weirdness that we are seeing in our society besides the SSRIs. They're now talking about vaccine rage, that some of the materials that are used as adjuvants in vaccines, especially the heavy metals, can lead to bizarre, aberrant behavior. Certainly the mercury does. That's where Mad as a Hatter came from. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
The new word on the street is bloated. Yeah, you eat this food, GMO, herbicide, pesticide. Foods aren't safe anymore. And then we eat them, and we're bloated. Our stomach says, no, no, no more, Seymour. So what we have to do is drink the tea. Are you on the tea? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Super strength tea. It will help you with the new word, bloated. You can get it today. Log on to GetTheTea.com.
So you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on 24/7 with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
The new word on the street is bloated. Yeah, you eat this food, GMO, herbicide, pesticide, foods aren't safe anymore. And then we eat them, and we're bloated. Our stomach says, no, no, no more, Seymour. So what we have to do is drink the tea. Are you on the tea? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Super strength tea. It will help you with the new word, bloated. You can get it today. Log on to GetTheTea.com.
So you love talk radio. Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children alike.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. And before I get back to these remaining phone calls, there's one more story I really do want to get out today. Now, if you ask if people who are harmed by vaccines can sue the vaccine manufacturers, the conventional wisdom is no. And it turns out, not entirely. And apparently, Merck has this shingles vaccine. You've seen it being advertised all over the TV. If you had the chicken pox, you've got the shingles vaccine in you already, and one in three people get the vaccine, Zostavax. And apparently, people who are taking this shingles vaccine are getting all kinds of adverse reactions, including an immediate case of shingles. It's actually causing the condition it's supposed to prevent. One person literally went blind in one eye, partial paralysis, brain damage, and some people have died from this shot. And so people are lining up to sue Merck, and Merck is out there saying, well, you can't sue us. You have to go to the special vaccine court and plead for compensation for the government. This is all based on the 1986 Childhood Vaccine Injury Act. But there's a problem. It says right in the title, this is the Childhood Vaccine Injury Act and the law shielding vaccine companies from civil liability for the mistakes they make only applies to childhood vaccines, and Zostavax is only for adults. They are not protected by that law, and there are class action lawsuits springing up all over the country, and I'm sure that Merck is already running to Congress saying, please, you've got to protect us. We meant well, really, and we wrote you big campaign checks last season. But we do need to restore product liability, not just to the medical industrial complex, but to computers and software, to everything. It looks like we might finally see some action. But again, in our current fascist economic dictatorship, I'm half expecting Congress to rush through a new emergency bill expanding the Childhood Vaccine Act to include adults. Call it the Merck Protection Act. All right, we're going to go back to the phones here. Greg in Washington State, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hi, Mike. Oh, gosh, lots is on my mind. I want to talk about a weather-related event in our electrical grid. I mean, we had this incredible little storm here, 3:15 Thursday, while I was listening to you. Lost electricity and internet, phone, everything else. Got the electrical grid back up about 2 days later. Anyway, man, our electrical grid is incredibly fragile.
Yes.
It only takes a few days. By the way, I give a shout-out to probably the greatest inventor in known human history, Nikola Tesla.
Yes.
The man who electrified the world. Anyway, boy, Mike, our electrical grid is really scary. You know, if it's down for any length of time, I mean, society's going to collapse.
Well, that's why everybody ought to be prepared to weather a two-day electrical blackout. When we had our big earthquake here a few years back, portions of Oahu didn't get their electricity back for two and a half days. We were without power for about 18 hours total. That is the reality all across the nation. This wartime economy has resulted in our critical domestic infrastructure being allowed to rot away through neglect. And we're seeing that in the electrical grid. We're seeing it in the quality of our internet service. We see it in the cracked and decayed conditions of our roadways and rail systems. The country is being allowed to rot on the vine so that all the money can be spent on this program of conquest around the rest of the world. And when they get into this war and lose it, we're going to be left with a country that is as devastated by decay as any other nation that was bombed. And that is just a very unpleasant thing we all have to be ready for. Oh, and by the way, regarding Nikola Tesla, I was absolutely delighted when the Supreme Court basically recognized that Tesla is the inventor of radio and Marconi was basically stealing his patent.
Yes. Yeah, Mike, I agree with you. I mean, Tesla, I mean, what an incredible guy he was. A little eccentric, but, you know, when I hear that your program... Oh,
yeah, I was going to say, great genius is to great madness near allied, and thin lines, their bounds divide. That was La Rochefoucauld, I think, said that.
Yeah,
and if he didn't, I'll take credit for it.
Sounds good. There aren't any saints on my heroes list, you know, just people who've accomplished things. You know, I'm really, really disheartened to hear about your program being, you know, cut off, stopped. God, I mean, it just smacks of Big Brother, you know, this dystopian world where...
Maybe, but we can't just rule out it's the crumbling infrastructure. Unfortunately, I'm on Spectrum out here, Spectrum is still dealing with all these major problems. If you go to downdetector.com and check out your own ISP, they're all having problems. There's something going on with the internet that they're not able to get it up and running efficiently. It may simply be oversubscribed, and they're not spending the money to upgrade and expand the service, and so it may just be overloaded. But we're not exactly sure. Like I said, over in Great Britain, that person wrote back and said, all of a sudden my site started coming through. That, to me, suggests that it's an infrastructure issue. We know that the DNS that is used by Spectrum and others actually has problems and flaws with it, and it's often better to go to OpenDNS or FreeDNS or even Google DNS because that access time to the DNS server is a big part of the load time for your browser as a whole. And I changed my DNS servers over the weekend to get away from Spectrum, and my browsing speed went up noticeably.
You know, you mentioned Wi-Fi routers.
Yes.
I asked Comcast to disconnect my Wi-Fi just because of the... I'm sitting here next to it. You know, just figured less radiation. But how do I know they really disconnected it?
Well, in most computer widget shops, they sell these little charms or something that will actually light up when they're next to a Wi-Fi spot. And the intent of them is for you to be able to actually locate a Wi-Fi hotspot that is not broadcasting its identity to try and get into it. But basically, that's what can happen. You know what I'll do? I mean, some radio emitters can cause some LEDs and even small fluorescent bulbs to illuminate the way a Tesla coil would at a much higher frequency. And so tonight I'll bring up one of the little gizmos I have with my Tesla coil and see if it lights up next to the antenna. And if it does, I'll share that tomorrow. Hey, if you're really concerned about whether your Wi-Fi is off or not. But generally, again, yeah, we don't know what the effects of long-term exposure to Wi-Fi radiation is. We're always being told this stuff is safe, and then we find out down the road, no, it really wasn't. We were told that the shoe store X-ray machines were safe until all the shoe store salesmen started getting cancer. We were told that the X-ray machines at the airports were safe until all of a sudden the TSA workers started getting cancer. Oh, let's feel bad for the TSA workers. And the same thing is true of these ultra-high-frequency radio waves because they don't have enough energy to cause damage to a molecule. But apparently there's been a recently discovered phenomenon, and I think this was discovered over at Johns Hopkins, called molecular resonance, where under continuous excitation by a radio beam, the molecules can start to vibrate and resonate more and more until they can actually break from the physical stress like the Gallopin-Gertie Bridge did over at the Tacoma Narrows, where all it took was a little wind to get this bridge shaking and start to come apart. So, again, they're discovering that this radiation, you know, we could see a correlation between on-air broadcast radio and television and cancer. I remember when I was down in Alaska, I'm sorry, in Australia, they both begin with A, near where I was staying, they were actually tearing down a radio tower. And I went to say, you know, has it gone out of business? He says, no, no, Australia had just passed a law that AM and FM radio transmitters could no longer be located in residential areas because of the health problems. And there was a new law saying they all had to be located out in the outback and broadcasting into the residential areas. So some governments are aware that there is an issue there.
Wow. Hey, let me just mention one more thing.
Yeah.
One of the great things I like about your program, besides your ideas and different points of view that I may not have considered, are some of your callers. I mean, you do get some interesting callers with some interesting points of view. You know, that helps, I think, makes your show great. Anyway, with that said, I'll let you go. Have a great day, Mike.
All right, thanks an awful lot. And speaking of interesting callers, we're going to go to Errol in the Netherlands. Errol, thank you for waiting so patiently. I know it's an expensive call for you. What's on your mind?
Hey, thank you for taking my call. Aloha Nui Nui.
Aloha Nui Nui.
Thank you very much for taking my call. I just want to say very quick, because we are almost at the end of the show, I know it. And here's my... I got a new... I wrote something down, and here it goes. When you want to know your owners, follow the paper rabbit.
Okay. I'm not sure I understand the concept.
The paper rabbit is the paper trail.
Okay.
With the money.
Yes.
You understand?
And now I'm beginning to, tonight, now I'm beginning to get it. Yes.
Yeah, tonight I'm going to watch your special FX. I'm going to watch the movie Conan the Barbarian from 1982.
Okay, well, to be accurate, I didn't work on the visual effects. I just did a little bit of work on the swords. And it's uncredited.
Of course.
Of course.
But it is a fun movie.
And James Earl Jones is just so amazing in that movie. The remake they did of it just couldn't hold up. It just couldn't hold up.
But the 1982 is the best.
Okay. I'll take your word for it. I still like the original, but then I'm prejudiced.
Hey, talk to you later.
All right, thank you very much. Aloha, Nui Nui, and mahalo. We're going to switch over to Joy in New Jersey. Joey, what's on your mind?
Mike, I just wanted to ask you a very simple question on the health care. Why don't we have the same insurance that the senators and the congressmen have? I'll hang up and listen to you.
Well, the obvious answer is Congress is always according itself special privileges and limits. Out in California, they just passed a draconian gun ban and exempted the legislature from it. We see that happening more and more, where it's one set of rules and costs and privileges for us and another completely different for the ruling class. Remember that story we did about a week ago where during the H1N1 breakout, Angela Merkel and her German leadership got the vaccine without the adjuvants in it, and all the German people were forced to take the vaccine with the adjuvants in it. So that right there tells you the adjuvants are not good things, but for some reason they want them shoved into our body. Now, as far as the insurance and programs, I think under this under Obamacare, Congress exempted itself from requirements as employers of their own staff, and I think there was an attempt to do the same thing with Trump Care. But yeah, the Congress is always going to vote itself special biases and exemptions because they know this stuff is inconvenient and it's a pain, and they don't want to have to deal with that. All right, let's see. Back to the phones here. Tom in Florida, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Tom, are you there?
Yeah, good day. Can you hear me?
Yes, Michael? I hear you. I hear you.
Okay, Michael. Yeah, you know, you were talking a few minutes ago about how great Tesla was, and he was a super fantastic inventor. Probably was the best. But then we have a guy here in South Florida who was a wonderful inventor, too. But can you imagine Big Brother back in the 30s there had the like, Big Brother little cameras like now? That guy would have never been able to build a coral castle. His name was Scallion.
Oh,
an
yes,
85 pound man
know
with
about
10
him.
Boulders.
Yes.
Well, I went down and down his place the other day, Michael, and it, you know, you really are fascinated by what this guy had accomplished. Can you imagine? At that, it's really weird. The timeline is Tesla and this guy Scallion were around at the same exact time. They were living in the same time period. And could you imagine if they were to put those two men together in a room, what the inventions would have been, what the world would have been if they would got they could have got those two guys together? But in the meantime, they're having wars and all this insanity. And in the meantime, you have these two guys who are doing stuff that's astronomical. It's mind-blowing. And then you got this guy, Hawking, and I'll say, you better get off Earth in 100 years or the whole world's going to blow up. I mean, it's unbelievable. But
well, Hawking is now basically playing for media attention, and he's saying a bunch of things that are not supported by any actual research. And he was out there the other day saying that we should be careful what radio we allow into space because it might invite invasion, and that gets them a lot of headlines. But again, as I said, any civilization that has evolved to the technology of being able to travel between the stars, their culture is going to evolve alongside of it. And I'm sure there's intelligent life out there. What of possible interest are they going to see on this planet? We're still living in a stage of perpetual tribal warfare, and we're shooting at anything we don't understand. For all we know, there's a big sign outside the solar system saying, quarantine zone, these life forms are nuts.
Well, Michael, did you hear the news today that happened in Cape Canaveral? They had a sonic boom. The plane just came out. There was a secret plane that I guess they just landed today here in Cape Canaveral. And they had a sonic boom. A lot of people freaked out. And
The X-37B. Yeah, I remember when we lived in Southern California. Every time the shuttle had to come into Edwards, we'd get a sonic boom there in North Hollywood, and some of them were really loud. And I also remember living in Southern California, we used to get what were called the Aurora Quakes from whatever top secret thing that was. Anyway, we're going to have to let you go. Got to take a commercial break. No, we got to go. I have too many phone calls. I'm not even going to get to all of them before the end of the show. So we'll be right back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no wage, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're going to try and fit in these last three phone calls in this last segment. Rick in Nevada, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Rick in Nevada here. Is that me?
That's you. I think it ought to be you. You're wearing his underwear.
My pops passed away a week ago, and he was in the hospital recovering from bowel surgery. And the smiling pharmacy girl person comes in and says, we want to give you a pneumonia vaccine. I said, I'm against it. And the pop says, oh, I want it. Because he was of the generation that you accepted everything that the government approved. And then he doubled down and he said, I want a flu vaccine too. And I just shook my head, you know, put my face in my hands. Anyway, he got the vaccines, and I don't harbor any illusions that a 94-year-old man has great chances of surviving a bowel surgery when he already has congestive heart failure and a half a dozen other conditions. But I stand by my being against those damn vaccines.
Well, my condolences over the loss of your father. And
thank you. Pneumonia was what killed him.
Okay. Oh, well, yeah, I guess the vaccine didn't work very well.
Didn't work at all. In fact, I think it helped bring it on.
It does happen from time to time. So anyway, thank you for the call. We're going to switch over to Bob in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. What is on your mind?
Good evening, Michael.
Good evening.
Over the past day and a half, the whole media has been about the health care thing. And there's a lot of folks screaming that it's a right. Well, if that is so, the Second Amendment also gives us a right to bear arms. But I got to tell you, nobody's buying me a gun, pal.
Well, as a matter of fact, if you read the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, there's nothing in there about you having a right to government-sponsored health care. People use the word right with reckless abandon these days. Like the Kurds saying they have a right to access to the Mediterranean. And they use it because it's a very powerful persuader, but it doesn't actually exist. The rights that we have are those enumerated in the Bill of Rights, and there's nothing in there that says you have a right to have other people pay for your medical care, especially
correct.
Abortions.
And that's what I'm getting at, Michael, is I have a right to own a firearm, but that doesn't mean that anybody else has to buy me a gun.
Very good analogy. Very, very good analogy.
Thank you,
Michael. That makes a lot of sense.
All right.
All right. Terry in Juarez, let's see if we can get you in before the closing music. What's on your mind?
Hi. I just wanted to kind of reiterate what that guy said a little bit earlier about power outage. He really was talking about a national power outage, though he didn't say it that way. He came to grips with what that means. And here in Juarez, Mexico, we went without water for 3 days because of a contamination problem. And I'm here to tell you that you will go out of your mind after only about 6 hours without water. You can't.
Yeah, it's very important. Yeah, we had a problem here in our part of Oahu. We were without running water for 2 days, but fortunately we had our storable water to get us through. There's the music. I'm sorry, Terry, I got to let you go. It's time for us to sign off. I got to go to Jim Goddard's show up in Vancouver. We'll be back tomorrow here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Hopefully we'll have some of these tech issues sorted out from my end and the RBN's end, and we'll have a much more professionally sounding program. So until tomorrow, aloha, America.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.